The residents of Alimba and Moodloo, Caboolture East and West Alimba will be affected directly or indirectly with the Transport and Main Roads preferred route for the Stage 4 Bruce Highway alternative. The plans were released in early December. Pretty busy time for everybody's calendar. With the deadline for objections looming fast on the 22nd of January, residents fearful for their homes and their lifestyle were galvanised into action by Jason Smith. Jason immediately set up about warning others by creating a Facebook page which attracted 200 followers in the first 24 hours and 1,300 by mid-December, and the numbers are still growing with the support of Andrew Powell and Tony Latter. Good morning, Jason.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Look, thanks for coming in on this very miserable day, but it's a very important thing, and it's something that you're very passionate about. At pretty short notice, Jason, you were able to convene a meeting on the 13th of December at the Soldiers' Hall at Alimba. Can you tell us what that response was?
Yeah, look, the meeting on the 13th was due to TMR releasing proposed routes for a highway to go through the middle of Alimba on the 1st of December. We had a fairly overwhelming response. It was the largest community town hall I believe that Alimba's ever had, with standing room outside. Literally there would have been 250 plus people outside of the hall itself, so we had to set up equipment to then allow everybody to hear. The response against TMR was pretty negative. The response for the community standing up and fighting was incredibly strong.
Absolutely. And you need that person that's passionate enough to get the ball rolling and then for the community to keep it rolling, Jason.
Absolutely.
And it looks as though it's happening. As far as the residents are concerned at this point, the entire route is absolutely unacceptable. Where do the residents really want the changed route to go?
The information coming back from our Facebook group and our meetings, which we have at Alimba Hall on every Monday and Wednesday evening, is really clear. They want the route to go further west. They want it to be a ring road and they want it to solve problems. They don't want it to go right through the middle of a community. You're destroying historic cultural environment and food production environments.
Yes, big food production out there, isn't it? Now, if you're interested, I think we're going to keep going here with this, Jason. I was going to stop and have a little bit of music, but I don't think we do. Jason, you are the driving force behind this. Tell us this proposed Stage 4 Bruce Highway alternative route. What is going to be happening now?
So essentially we had from the 1st of December to the 22nd of January to actually provide a response. I'll let listeners draw their own conclusion around that. We managed to get that extended with some lobbying via Ali King, a member for Palmerstone, to the 9th of February.
Yeah.
So right now, as a working group, we're working hard with the community to get submissions in prior to closing. We've got some pretty strong results with over 8,000 signatures to date on our parliamentary petition. So next steps for us are to continue to try and work collaboratively with TMR, local council and state government. One of the biggest messages I think that's come out from this group is it's not just about the highway, it's about ongoing development and making sure that we don't end up with another North Lakes or another Aurora. But what we're doing is building something that's sustainable. This is a generational project, and I think a lot of people actually miss out on that and they think it's just a highway. It's not. There's also a misconception about this highway, which is out there in the public. And we've found this out through our local community stalls that we've been having at the Caboolture Markets, where people go, oh, but we need another Bruce Highway. This is some clever marketing. It's not another Bruce Highway. It's predominantly to move traffic north and south out of the Caboolture West or the Wirrabah development. The other thing that keeps getting spoken about, which is another sort of misconception, is that, oh, but it's not happening for 20 years. The problem is that we're still going to end up with a state development application over the area, which is going to stop people from selling and basically ensure people are prisoners in their own environments where they can only sell to TMR as part of an early resumption process. So there's some other challenges in here, especially when you've got families that potentially have to move for work, retirees that are at the point where they can't maintain their properties and need to sell. What are they going to do? How do we deal with those other socioeconomic impacts that fall out from this, besides the route just being wrong? So it's a broader issue. However, right now, we're just focusing on getting the route to make sense. And we'll pick up those other battles as a community as we move forward.
Oh, Jason, that seems like it's quite a lot more than just a little bit of tar on the road, doesn't it, hey?
Unfortunately, there's always a lot more than just a bit of tar.
Yeah, you sort of can bluff yourself and thinking, yeah, I want to get to the Sunshine Coast that bit quicker, but, boy, it impacts a lot of people. Jason, how can people contact you if they want to become more involved?
Look, we've got a Facebook group, which is Objection to Bruce Highway Western Alternative Stage 4. They can search that in Facebook.
Yep.
Alternatively, to get information quickly, if they go to www.alimba.org,
yep.
We actually have a community website which has not only the information on this campaign, but also has brilliant information on the local history, fauna, activities, and just around the community in general.
Okay.
So that'd probably be the best starting
point. Yeah, so alimba.com, hey?
Alimba.com. Alimba.org, sorry.
.org, I beg your pardon. Alimba.org. Yeah. People get that there. Jason, appreciate you coming in today. Please, God, this weather allows you to get home because it's looking pretty rough at the moment. But appreciate that you've got everybody behind you. And don't you just love that when people get together and can make a huge difference?
Look, absolutely. And one thing I do have to say is, you know, I've been in the community for 20 years and Alimba has always surprised me with the strength of community.
Sounds good. Jason Smith, thank you very much. And just remember that, people, alimba.org, and that will give you lots and lots of information.